Hi, you. I hope you are doing well today. Today's podcast is all about song lyrics, except not in the general term. This is something that I have been thinking about for a really long time of what I wanted to talk about and sprinkle throughout my episodes. And today I take a specific line in it happens to be a musical from Into the Woods, and Stephen Sondheim was a genius, and I talk a little bit about that too. But, and I relate it to real life and like lyrics that have changed my life. I don't know what to call these segments. Maybe some of you can help me. Is it lyrics that have changed my life? Is it, whoa, that's deep? I don't know what to call it, but I feel like it's, you know, you hear a song and lyrics hit you and you're like, whoa, that was insane. Or like, oh my gosh, it changes my brain, you know, and the way I think about something. And so like, that's how deep music hits us sometimes, and lyrics for sure do the same. So that's what this episode's about. And I really hope that you know, I get into my psychological analyzing that I like to do. So hopefully you enjoy this ride with me, and here we go. Well, hello there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to definitely talk more about this as I go on with this podcast, but this is probably one of my first episodes of something I've been thinking about for a really, really long time, is adding in lyrics, song lyrics. Like, what do they mean? And even just taking a specific thought for a specific line, or maybe just one phrase. But in this particular instance, I'm going to talk about the amazing lyricist that Stephen Sondheim was. He was a genius. Not only did Stephen Sondheim write all the lyrics to West Side Story, the music, but also he went on to write and compose the amazing musical of Into the Woods. He had some others like Assassins and Company, to name just a couple, but this is from Into the Woods. So I was watching a documentary yesterday, and this came to my mind because it was about a school shooting, which is horrible, right? One of the most traumatic things probably that you can think of, any kind of mass shooting. And in the documentary, they were talking about how it makes people feel better when we can put the blame on something or someone. And it really hit me like, oh my gosh, that's kind of true, right? Like, we want to blame somebody. Like, the reason this mass shooting happened is it must be the parents' fault, right, of the shooter. Now, it could be. I'm sure, I'm not going to make any assumptions, but you know, it could be a reason. But this particular mom who was talking about her son thought he never could be capable of doing such a thing, and saying that he was loved, and saying like, he had to have known he was loved. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. That's a whole other topic, right? So the thing that came to my mind was with the blame comment. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Stephen Sondheim already said this. In Into the Woods, the witch, after your fault, after that, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. As it is, it has, I get bad. Like that whole thing of, it's the baker, Cinderella, and Little Red Riding Hood. And they're all blaming each other for the reason their loved ones are dead. And so the witch comes in and says, you know, because then they end up blaming her because she's the one, right, who had the magic beans, which is the whole reason why Jack went up the beanstalk. Oh, I think Jack's in your fault also. I forgot him. But anyway, so, and then Giant came down and blah, blah, blah. So if you know the story, it's incredible. If you don't know it, get to know it. It's an amazing show. So the witch comes in and says, and she is super, even though she's the witch and it seems like everyone should hate her, she's the smartest one of the bunch, in my opinion. And she tells it like it is. She's a realist and, you know, things, bad things happen and that's just the way it goes. But in her perspective, you know, but she says, of course, what really matters is the blame. Somebody to blame. Fine, if that's the thing you enjoy, placing the blame, if that's the aim, give me the blame. But she wants the boy. She wants Jack because she's saying the only way to right the wrong that has been wronged, which is Jack going up and killing the giant. So then it's the giant's mom, I think, right, that comes down? Uh-oh, I'm forgetting the story. Or the wife. Is it the wife? Uh-oh, somebody tell me. I can't remember. But anyway, it's a girl giant that's down and says, if we just give her Jack, then everything, you know, it's equal and even and whatever, right? And the giant can stop terrorizing the land and be done with it. So it's very profound lyric, right? And it is profound. There's so many lyrics in that show that I go, oh my gosh, this like cuts me deep, like to really think about what Sondheim was saying here and what these characters are portraying and what their characters are trying to teach us, you know? And so, it was yesterday, it hit me while I was watching this documentary and I thought, oh my gosh, this is so true. And I think about this in my own life and I think about, like, I am very much the type of person that wants to get to the root of the problem. I don't want a Band-Aid to cover it up. I want to get to the root of what's happening, especially when it concerns my relationships with my family and my friends, like my students, you know. I don't want, if there's an issue that comes up, you know, I don't want it to be, I want to figure out, why did they just say that to me? If it's something that has to do with the way I run my studio, which I have to be honest, I probably only had one person in my whole almost 30 years of teaching that was not happy with me. So I think I do a pretty good job of keeping trying to meet people where they're at and all that stuff. That's another thing. But if it was the case, like with this particular mom way back, I don't know how many years ago, that was really mad because I kept saying some of the same things to their child. And I said, well, I'm trying to get them to understand how to use their voice and they're not really getting it. So that's why I have to keep coming back to this. And while there is improvement, it's just people don't understand. You're with me a half an hour, 45 or an hour a week. You have to be doing and practicing the things that I'm asking you to practice throughout the week so that we really understand how, you know, we're really getting these habits, you know, and understanding the fine tuning of the instrument, which is the voice in this particular example. And so it's always, and I think that's kind of why too, because of the teacher that I am and trying to really diagnose in a way vocal things that are going on in people. It's like, okay, well, they're doing this. Well, it seems like it's this one problem. Well, actually it's a bigger rooted problem, which is might be tension, you know, like someone's raising their chin to reach the notes. Well, it's because it's too high. No, not necessarily. It's because you're raising your chin, but you're raising your chin and then you're causing tension. So really the underlying thing is tension and really also intent. Like, what do you want to do with it? So anyway, there's like so much in that, but I feel like I'm very much, let's get to the root of the problem and what's the problem. And so it just struck me like, oh my gosh. And I do this in other ways in my life, right? Challenges and stuff with stepkids. I'm not going to be specific in the example that I use, but there are challenges in having a split family and I can blame their mom for certain things because like, why do I do that? It's because it makes me feel superior. Does it make me feel better? It makes me, okay, I can label it. So because I can label it, then I can say, well, that's not my fault. You know, like this particular thing is happening in one of the child's lives. And well, I didn't do that. You know, she did that. or whatever. And it's like, well, we're all kind of part of this whole entire co-parenting life, you know? And so did I have something to do with this problem or that problem? I probably did, you know? And I'm also someone who wants to own up. Because if I can own up and I can fix it, that's when I can fix it, is when I own up, you know? So anyway, I just thought this was so, it just made my, I kind of went into a little bit of a rabbit trail in my brain and really trying to go, oh, that's something I need to be aware of in my life. Like, am I blaming other people for certain things? Because then I can label it and be like, well, that's not my fault, you know? And I can throw my hands up and go, oh, it's not me, you know? But was it me at all? Like, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. There are certain things that I do believe are other people's faults, so to speak, but it's the circumstance. And so I only have so much power. And so, and that's 100% true as being a stepmom. I only have so much power. And I mean, it's true of being a parent in general, but for sure being a stepmom, if you're a stepmom at all or a step parent, I think you can relate to that, where it's like legally you have zero power, zero power, but yet your influence could be strong. And so it's like going, well, I don't have any power. Well, but you do, like your influence has power, you know, but there are certain things where you don't, because you're not thought of as an equal part in the parenting. And so, that's hard. That's super hard. But I just thought that was interesting. I just wanted to share that with you today. If you don't know Into the Woods, oh my gosh, download the music or listen to it on Spotify, whatever you need to do. I personally am a fan of the original Broadway recording. The movie recording is fine. It's just what I grew up on is the original. And I can appreciate, of course, the amazing singers and actors in the movie version. But yeah, download one of those versions or listen to one of those versions, because it's so interesting. And Your Fault, the song that happens right before the witch says this about the blame, is towards the end of the show. So, and that song alone, the Your Fault song, is, it's a lot to take in. You might have to listen to it a couple times, but the witch is very profound in this show. And if you don't know her character, I challenge you to get to know it just a little bit. She has so many other amazing lines, and there are so many other amazing lines that I'm sure I'm going to come back and talk about at some point. I just thought, wow, what the things that we can learn from lyrics, the things that we can learn from music, the way that it just penetrates our soul just a little bit different than spoken word. But it's so, oh my gosh, it's so cool. I love it so much. Anyway, I thank you for listening today. I hope you have a fantastic one. Well, there you have it. My psychological take on Stephen Sondheim and about blame. Think about that though, right? I think it's so freaking true. What really matters to a lot of people is the blame. Somebody to blame. It's fun. It's fun talking about song lyrics. Song lyrics that changed my life. Song lyrics that literally changed the neurons in my brain. I don't know. I'm not sure what to call it, but it's like that. Those type of lyrics. You know what I'm talking about. I know that you do. Well, thank you for listening today, as always. If you have song lyrics that have touched your life, message me what they are. I would love to know where it's from. I would love to know why. I would just love to know. I think it's really fun and exciting to talk about this. So, all right, you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time. Love your face. That everybody needs some love, 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 love. Everybody needs some love, 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 love. Everybody needs some love, 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 love. Everybody needs some. Everybody, everybody, everybody needs some. Everybody needs some love.